This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
By our loving purpose far beyond man's understanding. I don't know why God loves me. Even though sometimes I don't even love myself. If I love myself, I wouldn't put drugs in my body. If I love myself, I wouldn't ridicule others. If I love myself, I wouldn't hate and fight with one another. Are you hearing me now? Hear me, Holy Spirit. And how, my brothers and sisters, this purpose that God has for us is far greater than our understanding. I have discovered how God loves, or how God will allow us to go through things in order to grow us and give us a testimony. Anybody got a testimony?
Right.
A testimony called like Abraham or the Abrahamic covenant. For Abraham had a testimony. Abraham, my brothers and sisters, never saw the birth of many nations. But Abraham held on to the promises which fulfilled that laid far beyond a lifetime, trusting that what was sown in hope would one day be grown in reality. This would ultimately come to pass on May 14, 1948, when Israel would be recognized as a nation. God's redemptive plan was being orchestrated before Abraham would actually see it. There are times in our life that we don't see what God is up to, but God is up to something. God has a purpose and a plan in the destiny of the Messiah King. In Isaiah 53:5, the historical text tells us, if we look at it in that first verse, it says, "Who shall believe our report?" This was concerning a servant who would come with the cleansing of a nation and a cleansing of the people, and a cleansing of kings of their sin under what is called the Mosaic Law, or the commandments, which we call the Ten. This servant that we preach about concerning his love and his compassion and the will of God is preached every Sunday. Who shall believe the report that we preach? My brothers and sisters, we preach it for the purpose of convicting those who would hear. Let he who have an ear, let him hear. Although this servant, Jesus, had not arrived, the purpose and the plan was set into motion. For Jesus would come in the fullness of time to demonstrate the eternal love of God the Father. But who would believe the report? For scripture tells us how this servant would come to his own, and his own would receive him not. So Isaiah said, "Who shall believe our report?" Who will believe this report? Who will accept this report? Who will share this report? The Lord is asking a question in this day and time. Who's going to believe what we preach? Or are we waiting to find errors in his doctrinal dissertation so that we can charge him meticulously about what he says? Who shall believe our report? A report is defined as a story or an account or a testimony. There would come one who would walk with us. There would come one who would talk with us. There would come one who would support us. There would come one who would defend us. Who shall believe our report? Though the world waited in anticipation, the words of Isaiah echoed through generations, offering hope to those who long for deliverance. I have not always been the man that I am, but I am far different today than I've ever been in my entire life. I've always served the Lord with gladness, and I lifted him up in spirit and truth, but I'm different today because God has done something through me by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit now speaks through me to a generation that the Lord said, let the church know the report. And I said, Father, what can I say that will cause them to change? He said, I didn't call you to change, not one. But who will hear, let him hear. Who will be saved, let them be saved. Who will accept the Lord as their personal Savior, let them be saved. I need you to give the report. Who shall believe our report? Who shall accept the testimony of the Lord? Who shall receive what God is up to on this dispensation? Who shall believe the report that we preach each and every Sunday? And God is asking a prophetic question to our hearts and not to our minds, because our minds will change, but our heart will always receive the report. Who shall receive it? My brothers and sisters, each report carries the weight of promise. Speak not only to those in Isaiah's time, but it also reaches toward the hearts of yet the unborn. For my great-grandchildren that will be born, they will be infused with the DNA that I have and the DNA that you have. Your great-grandchildren will receive something from you that God has embedded and placed within you. When we get on our knees and pray, the Lord is answering our prayers. When you get up and call upon the name of the Lord is answering all of our prayers. And I'm praying for the next generation that I may never see, but the promise of the hope of the Messianic covenant, we can see the fulfillment of what God is up to. My brothers and sisters, God is speaking to our hearts. We recognize the depth and the sacrifice and the magnitude of grace that have been prepared on our behalf. I understand what Jesus did. You've been taught about the story, but have you accepted the story and the report? Isaiah said he would be despised and he would be rejected by men. A man sorrow would acquainted with grace, with grief. And we hid as it were our face from him. He was despised, and we did esteem him not. Isaiah said, the people of Israel, when Jesus arrived, would not look, or they would not like his appearance. They would not like what he looked like, nor his characteristics, nor his personality. So when I think about that, when I meditated over that, I began to understand as I wrestled with the Lord about why did they not like what he looked like. And the Lord said, isn't it amazing that people of color are treated differently? You missed it. Isn't it ironic that people of color, I'm not saying black people, I said people of color. There are all kinds of colors that God made. But isn't it ironic that people of colors are treated somewhat differently? Black folks are treated differently. Asians are treated differently. Hispanics are treated differently. Germans are treated differently. Little children are treated differently. Isn't it amazing how people of color are treated differently? Jews are treated differently. Why is that? If we are all God's children, why is it that we are treated differently? They didn't like the way he looked, nor did they like what he represented and said. There are times people won't like the way you look, and they will not like what you say.
Yes, Lord.
My brothers and sisters, I can get deeper into that if you go to my Bible study. When we think about what the Lord is doing, Isaiah said, not only would they not like the servant or Jesus, they thought of him as an ordinary man. They didn't think he was important. They just preachers. They just like everybody else. Anybody said like that? They're capable of fall and stumble and sin. That's the truth. That is accurate. But there's something about God's men that are uniquely different from the ordinary man that makes us different because we are being cleansed even though we sometimes don't look like him. And same thing with each and every one of us. There's some stuff in all of our life that we need to get out. And before we get to our maker, God will have to cleanse that stuff out. From the pulpit to the pews, that's the innocence of that one because that one is already cleansed. My brothers and sisters, the Bible is telling us what God is saying to us. They didn't like what he had to say, nor did they think he was important, Brother Gaines. Have you ever been bypassed because the people didn't think you were important? Maybe when you were next in line, but they ignored you like you didn't exist. I'm hitting home. Because that's what's wrong with society today. That's why we're wrestling and fighting with racial identity. Because there's some stuff that are causing a separation. Have you ever stood in line because of your color and they didn't see you? And I don't know how you can miss me.
Yes.
And it went right past you to somebody else.
Yes.
It's a difference in the way we look for a reason. God made us all uniquely different. But God had a purpose and a plan for everything that he made. And there's a story and an answer that God said, when we all get to heaven, I will reveal why I made you the color that you are, and the Asian the way they look, and the Hispanic the way they look, and the whites the way they look. But we are all God's children.
Right.
But it is only man that makes differences in what God has made.
True.
My brothers and sisters, this servant, Jesus, was and is the most important person in the world. And he was rejected by his own people. A servant. And as a servant, Jesus would come and do the will of the Father to seek and to save those of us who are lost. Isaiah said, he would be wounded for our transgression. Jesus would come into this world to be wounded. Jesus' life was marked by rejection, yet he had and would fulfill the purpose for his coming. There were many who walked away from him because of his testimony. Sometimes we have to shake the dust off our feet and move on. My brothers and sisters, Jesus' life.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.